Oh, dear heaven, I stopped breathing. Elvis. He stood in the door, smaller than life, a smaller in life, I mean, pompadoured hair slick. He sized up the room and astutely realized I was the only female in it. He slunk directly toward me, slender in shiny black file trousers and a sheer blue short-sleeve eyelet organdy shirt, till one leg was brushing my thigh. "And who are you?" I babbled something about press and UPI and Colonel Parker. He didn't seem to be listening. Silently, he took my hand, yes, still gloved, and led me to a bedroom. I was thinking, oh my God, this is Elvis. I am going to do it with Elvis. I am not going to be coy. I will not make him talk me into it. He didn't ask. I didn't answer. He closed the door, dropped his pants, and lay on the bed, very pale, soft, young, watching me take off my clothes, and yes, at last, my little white gloves. All the way up on the 24th floor, I could hear the girls chanting on the street below, "We want Elvis, we want Elvis." And look who has him, I was thinking. As it happened. In a feverish heat, skin on skin. I think it was good. I don't remember the essential details. It was certainly good enough. I know the reality of it was thrilling beyond anything I might have imagined. "I need to sleep now," he said when it was over. I grabbed my clothes and fled into the bathroom to dress. As I picked up my purse, wondering if a goodbye kiss would be appropriate, Elvis opened his eyes, blinked, as if he weren't sure for a moment what I was doing there. He twitched a shoulder toward the phone. "Would you mind calling room service and ordering me a fried egg sandwich?" The fried egg sandwich. That part I remember. I can't remember how big it was, how long the sex lasted, or even who was on top, probably me. But I have never forgotten the fried egg sandwich. Yes, the totemic fried egg sandwich. At that moment, it might have been clear I was born to be a restaurant critic. I just didn't know it yet. Remembering Elvis has made me hungry. I'm going out for lunch, and I'll leave you in the capable hands of an actor who does this for a living. But I'll be back later.